And coming up this Saturday, it's Earth Day in Northfield, and I guess not only in Northfield, in the planet Earth, I guess, everywhere on the planet. But we have some festivities coming up here in Northfield, and in our studios now, Mary Jo Cristoforo and Erica Zweifel, a couple of the organizers. Good morning, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Let's talk about Earth Day. It's, boy, it's coming around again. It's, I want to say a sure sign of spring, but at least it's not snowing out there now.
Well, it might be on Saturday.
42 for a high temp. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on. First, give us a history. We've been doing this for quite some time now. Any idea how many Earth Days we've had?
In Northfield?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Northfield's the very first Earth Day mm-hmm. was celebrated here.
That was in 74, maybe, I want to say, or?
I think it was 72,
74. 72, somewhere in the 70s,
it was a good year, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But since then, I think they had that first one, and maybe a couple after, and then there was a big lull, and mm-hmm. then 14 years ago, we really started in on bringing the community together, or trying to bring the folks together to raise awareness about climate change, and yeah.
All right. What do we have coming up this Saturday?
Well, maybe Mary Jo, maybe you should start with the big venue change.
It's true.
I think that's number one on the mm-hmm. on the hit parade.
It's true. It's true. So we were slated on Saturday afternoon to be downtown at Bridge Square, and we are now going to be at First UCC Church.
All right. Was that changed, the venue changed because of the weather?
Yeah. Yeah. We're expecting snow and really like 25-mile-hour gusts. And so we just didn't want to deal with, you know, tents flying all around and papers in the river.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good.
I think that's that's probably the right move at this point. You know, we had 80 degrees the other day for almost a week, and it's going to be a little bit different come Earth Day. So you're going to be inside. That's the big thing. Is there a particular focus this year, a theme of this year's Earth Day?
Yes, it's Walk with a Lighter Touch.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Well, we're really excited this year, actually, to have speakers incorporated in the Saturday afternoon portion of our event. And so Erica is actually one of our speakers, and I wanted to bring her in and just kind of talk about highlighting some of our speakers for Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Erica, tell us about it.
Sure. Well, the first speaker is Peter, who's with the Minnesota Department of Commerce, and Peter's going to speak about rebates and all of the opportunities that come with the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, as well mm-hmm. as opportunities from Xcel Energy and the city of Northfield. So if anyone out there is thinking about making improvements to their home in terms of energy efficiency, upgrading to more energy efficient, energy efficient appliances. Thank you.
Okay.
Words sometimes escape me. So that is a great talk to check out if you want to look at things beforehand. If you want to go to the city website and see like their rebates, you can piggyback on to the other rebates. Just go to the city website, and I just typed in rebate and found it, but it's officially called the Energy Efficiency Rebate Program. So mm-hmm. that's first up with Peter. Kathy Zeman's going to come and talk about local food sheds. And then I'm speaking about zero waste initiatives, and they're primarily, I'm also focusing on food waste because that's one that's really got a lot of energy around it right now. Project Drawdown has identified reducing food waste and eating a plant-based diet as two of the top things that an individual can do to reduce their climate impact on the earth. So that's my talk. And then Sam from Novel Energy is going to talk about solar.
Yeah.
And Martha and Bruce Anderson are coming with updates from the EQC and the City Climate Action Plan. So it's a great slate of speakers.
All right. That is a full day of speakers. When does it start? When does it begin?
Well, we start the event on Thursday, actually. Mm-hmm. Speakers come on Saturday afternoon, and we jumped into our venue change. But really, our event starts with a kickoff event with a Sip and Swap clothing exchange out at Imminent mm-hmm. at 6 o'clock. And so we hope a lot of folks will come. People bring their clothes that they don't want anymore, hang them up, and then everybody goes have at it, you know, picking clothes that they want to take.
And, oh, I like it.
Yeah, and so it's just a free event. The bar, Imminent, will be open, and we'll be just hanging out.
Yeah, we've had just recently, the last couple of weeks, we had some students from Northfield High School to come in and talk about the Raider Closet, which is kind of the same thing. You're bringing your stuff, and everybody just take what you need and swap it out. What a great idea. It seems like that's like the easiest and simplest thing you could think of, but nobody's really thought of it until now.
Right.
A great thing to do.
No, it is a great thing. And that's, we're partnering with Minnesota Waste Advocates with
Zero Waste
Advocates. Thank you.
They're not advocating for,
Minnesota. Zero Waste. Zero Waste Advocates
zero
of
waste
Minnesota.
Of Minnesota, yeah.
They, let's get it right.
They run these events all over, and so we're really fortunate that one of the organizers moved to the area recently and was we're able to partner with them on this. So
Really exciting. And then Friday night we're having our contra dance that we've had, like, probably every other year. We've definitely had a hold on that because of COVID. So this is the first year since COVID that we're dancing together on Friday night at the Armory. Again, that's a contra dance. And you don't need to know how to dance. We have, there's a person helping you through the dances, our caller, we call them. And, yeah, it'll be really fun. And that's a free dance as well from 7 to 10 at the Armory.
All right. Is there a band involved or they have a DJ?
Yes, live music.
Ooh, live music. Sounds like a fun night.
Yes.
All right.
For sure. And then Saturday morning, we'll have a lot of different workshops around town, actually 15 different workshops
that
folks can jump into. From, you know, up at the ARB, they're doing some invasive removal. We have yoga, a paper shredding event with the city out at...
The
waste, what is it called?
The street shop.
Yes,
I don't know. What do you call the street shop officially? Out there behind Perkins near the police station.
That is,
All of us.
It has an official name.
The city shop.
Yeah, you can go to the city website. All the information is on the city website.
It's true, and it's and on our website as well at NorthfieldEarthDay.com.
That's where you take your stuff on the clean up Northfield.
Exactly,
day.
It's where you go for the cleanup days.
Boy, we're struggling here.
Yes. Sorry, I've passed on my long COVID to everyone.
I'm just getting old, I think.
Yeah, we've got a Emerald Ashborough workshop that the city is actually putting on as well. That's going to be at the UCC Church. We're making plankton salve. Plankton salve. It's really good for bug bites, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. As well as other things that you'll learn about when you come to that workshop.
You'll make a fine plankton salve.
Yeah, so learn how to make it for yourself. We've got low maintenance lawn care going on, how to keep chemicals off your lawn, organizing for climate justice. Carleton students are coming and organizing that, and just a lot more. So to look at the dates and the times and where those are happening, just go to NorthfieldEarthDay.com.
Easy enough. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. That's always a day packed and really something for everyone. You know, some of those workshops and seminars and such, regardless of what your interest is, some of them are more focused on the climate, others kind of peripheral, but they all are good, a lot of good information, a lot of good life stuff.
We also have that afternoon, starting at 1 at UCC, we'll have 40 exhibitors. So folks that are organizations that are coming to share what they're doing about climate, as well as market fair vendors from the Cannon Valley Market Fair. I get it right.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, at what time are the speakers fairly continuous throughout the day or regular intervals?
The vendors will be along the church in the inside there, and then the speakers will be speaking in the sanctuary, and they don't have very much time. They're giving us just a little plug, about 15, 20 minutes, and then we'll have music in between those speakers.
All right. Anything else about Earth Day that we should be aware of?
Well, I'm really excited about all the tie-ins with the city, with Xcel, with Novel Energy, with the partners that we have. So that, you know, one example is the city just passed No Mow May ordinance. So people have the option to not mow their lawns in May now. Mm-hmm. That ordinance is suspended. So you can still mow your lawn in May, but it's optional. And then you could go to this low-maintenance lawn care workshop at Earth Day and learn more about that if you're curious about that. So there's some really nice – and the energy rebates. There's some really interesting things and partnerships happening right now. So I encourage people to come by the UCC Church anytime. I'm sure there'll be something there that interests you.
For sure. We got Indigo Dine going on, lots of kids' activities happening. So families are very, very welcome. And then the other piece about Earth Day, and Erica touched on this, is that we've partnered with Northfield Shares and are creating workshops throughout the year. We aren't creating them, but we have created a hub where folks can check it out and then volunteer for sustainability workshops throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And that website is also on our website, and there's a QR code on our poster that folks can go right to that website and check out different volunteer opportunities throughout the year. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, we had the Oglesby's on yesterday to talk about the new Environmental Sustainability Fund that they've started off with Northfield Shares, and it's all kind of just tied into, focusing is a good time to have a spotlight on some of the issues. And by the way, climate change is going to be the topic on national security this week, coming up in 10 minutes as well. So it's Environmental Week here on KYMN throughout town, throughout the world.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Have a great Earth Day celebration.
Yes, and we're so thankful to our sponsors, I just have to say.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, Novel Energy Solutions has been amazing to us throughout the years. We've got the City of Northfield, Armory Square is helping us with the Contra Dance. Yep, the Rotary Club, Sustainability Office,
Center for Community and Civic Engagement at Carleton College.
All right. Eric knows that one. Thank you, Erica. Just Food, Keepsake, so many folks that have come out and helped us just promote and support us so we can put this event on. We're really appreciative. Yeah.
All good stuff.
Thanks, Jeff, for having us.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That is Mary Jo Cristoforo and Erica Zweifel from the Earth Day celebrations coming up once again starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We got the Northfield